We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a Tuesday. How about Shea Gilgeous? He busted off a 51 burger last night in Oak City as the Thunder beat the Rockets 137-128 for their 50th win of the season. Shea had 50 for the fourth time this season, all in the last 7 weeks. No other player in the NBA has more than one. The NBA scoring leader reached 51 last night, finished with at least 40 for the ninth time in this season. He had 18 of 30 field goals. He went 5 of 9 from deep and hit all 10 of his free throws. He reached 50 on a putback with just under 3 minutes to go to give the Thunder a 12-point lead. Had never scored 50 in a game in his career before this stretch that he's on. It's the shortest span for a player to record this kind of productivity, his first four career 50-point games in NBA history. He said you can say it's not as exciting as the first one, but it's more like getting lost in the process of just competing and playing the game you love. And then wherever it takes you, it takes you. He logged his 17th career game with 20 points in the paint and 10 made free throws, the most by any guard since 97-98, and a mark that surpassed LeBron James for the seventh most by any player over that span. Think about this. His scoring has helped the Thunder roll to the Western Conference leading 50-11 mark. They're 3-1 when he scores 50 points. He said, whether it's 50, whether it's 27, whether it's 17, as long as we win, I have fun with it. It's just a fun night. He was playing, I guess, 397 career games before reaching the 50-point mark. His first time hitting the milestone was a career-high 54 in a win against Utah on January 22nd. He then had 52 on the 29th in a loss to Golden State and a 50-burger in a home win over Phoenix on February 5th. I mean, this guy is just absolutely unbelievable. I watched the game. The good thing about it was is that I had the Rockets in the 10th spot. It went up to 14, that spread, later before tip-off. But I got it at 10, and I still covered for you on Coast to Coast. There was another absolutely wild game. The Hawks came back, storming back in Memphis to beat the Grizzlies 132-130. LeVert, with an end-to-end off of a steal by the great Barrier Thief, threw it up court. He ran it in from just over half court and laid it in at the buzzer to beat Memphis in the FedEx. 132-130, like I said, he had 25. Bane had 35 for the Grizzlies, but they lost. So when you have a big night and you lose, you suck. Dubs, 119-101 over the Hornets in Charlotte. Steph Curry's homecoming. He had 21 and 10 dimes. The Blazers ripped the Sixers at the Farrell's Fargo in Philadelphia, 119-102 Portland. Simons had 34 for the Blazers. Heat, 106-90 over the Wizards. Bam Adebayo, 19 points, 15 boards with the double-double. Kings, 122-98, blowout of the Mavs in Dallas. Kyrie hurt his knee. He's going to be out. Kings win it. LaVine had 22. DeRozan had 20. I said yesterday on C2C, all they have to do is take over with Sabonis out. Get LaVine and DeRozan cooking, and they'll win. And they did. Pistons, 134-106 over the Jazz. Cade had 29, 9 dimes, 4 steals. Cunningham has just been going off lately for the Pistons. Let's look at tonight's schedule in the NBA. Rockets and Pacers at the Fieldhouse in Indy. Indy's laying 3.5. Raptors at Magic at the Kia in Orlando. Orlando's laying 6.5. 7:30 at the State Farm in Atlanta. Bucks and Hawks. Milwaukee laying 6.5. TNT at 7:30. You got the Dubs and Knicks, the world's most famous, in New York City. Knicks laying 5.5 there. 8 o'clock, Cavs and Bulls on the West Side. United Center in Chicago. Cleveland still laying 12.5. Sixers and T-Wolves at 8 at the Target in Minneapolis. T-Wolves laying 13.5. 8:30 in San Antonio at Frost Bank. Nets and Spurs. Spurs laying 4.5. 10 o'clock, the nightcap on TNT. Clips and Suns at the Footprint in the Desert. Suns are getting 2.5. And at 10:30 at the Crypt in La 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 Lipstick City, it's the Pelicans and Lakers. The Lakers are laying 8.5 there. All right, let's look at all of the college rack from last night. Number 2, Duke annihilated Wake Forest at Cameron Indoor. They were cheering for Flag to come back for one more season. It could have been his last game in Durham. 93-60, Blue Devils. Flag had 28, 8 boards, and 7 assists. Number 3, Houston won, but they didn't cover. Kansas covered the number, but still lost by 6 at the Fertitta. The town crier had 22 for the 26-win Cougs. North Alabama in the A-Sun quarter blew out Austin Peay and covered 90-64. In another quarter in that tournament, Queens upset Florida Gulf Coast at Coast 71-65. Jacksonville in another quarter, a winner by 11 over Eastern Kentucky. Jacksonville covered. Southern by 3 at Florida A&M. Bethune at home by 7 over Grambling. Texas Southern blew out Alcorn. McNeese blew out Stephen F. Austin. South Carolina State by 10 over Howard. They covered. In overtime, North Carolina Central by 4 over Norfolk in an upset. The 13-win Carolina Central team upsets the 20-win Norfolk State squad. Morgan State by 6 over Delaware State in another upset. Northwestern State blew out Incarnate Word. Rio Grande Valley by 1 over Southeast Louisiana, another upset. And then another upset, East Texas A&M 63-59 over Houston Christian. In the A-Sun quarter, Lipscomb, the top seed, blew out Central Arkansas 84-66 and covered. Eastern Shore over Coppin State, 72-59 Shore. Corpus Christi covered and blew out New Orleans. Lamar, we gave you. They won 65-53 over Nichols. They were laying a bucket. Wichita covered, but North Texas beat them. The Green got it done at home by a bucket. Jackson State, 88-74 over Prairie View. UCLA went into Northwestern and Evanston and beat the Wildcats 73-69 and covered the 3.5. Northern Arizona by 3 at Idaho State. Montana State by 15 over the Vandals of Idaho. Northern Colorado covered. No, Weber covered, but Northern Colorado beat them by 5. Portland State by 3 over Sacramento State. Sac covered. And Montana covered the 10. They won by 11 over Eastern Washington on their home floor. All right, let's look at tonight in the Sun Belt first round. Coastal's at Southern Miss. Southern Miss laying 2.5. Lowell's at Maine. Maine laying 2.5. New Hampshire at Bryant. Bryant laying 18.5. 6 o'clock, Georgia at South Carolina. Gamecocks laying 1.5. Number 16, Memphis is at Texas San Antonio. The Tigers are laying 8.5 in San Antonio. Rutgers is at Mackey against number 18, Purdue. The Boilers are laying 10.5. LSU's at number 19, Kentucky. Cats are laying 12.5. Lehigh's at Loyola, Maryland in the Patriot League first round. Loyola's laying the 1.5. Another Patriot tourney game, Holy Cross and Lafayette. Lafayette laying 6.5 at home. In the Horizon, Northern Kentucky laying 12.5 to Detroit, mercy me. And in the Horizon, Oakland laying 11.5 at home to Green Bay. Miami's at Georgia Tech. Jackets laying 9.5. Rambling around Georgia Tech and a hell of an engineer. Hell of an engineer, and I drink my whiskey clear. North Carolina's at Vatech in Blacksburg. The Heels are laying 7.5. Dayton at home laying 6.5 to St. Louis. VCU on the road laying 9.5 at Duquesne in Pittsburgh. Binghamton at home laying 7.5 to New Jersey Institute of Tech. Vermont to Catamounts laying 5.5 at home to Albany in Burlington. Creighton's laying 10.5 at Seton Hall. Miami of Ohio laying 8.5 at Buffalo. Shoving off to Buffalo. Kent State at Western. Kent laying 7.5. Western Michigan is the home team. Eastern Michigan at Ohio. Bobcats laying 10.5. Central Michigan laying 3.5 at Ball State in Muncie. Bowling Green laying 3.5 at Northern Illinois. Akron laying 5.5 at Toledo in a good one. Texas at number 25, Mississippi State. Bulldogs laying 7.5 in Stark, Vegas. in the horizon, tourney, IU Indy getting 8.5 from Wright State. Baylor's at TCU. Baylor laying 3.5 on the road. Temple's at Tulsa. Tulsa laying 1.5. Nova's at Georgetown. Nova laying 3.5. In the Sun Belt first round, Monroe getting 5.5 from Louisiana. At 9 o'clock on ESPN, number one, Auburn's at number 22, A&M in College Station. Auburn's laying 5.5. 9 o'clock on the Deuce, number 23, BYU at number 10, Iowa State at the Hilton in Ames. Iowa State laying 9.5. West Virginia's at Utah. Utes are laying 3.5. Florida State's at Virginia. Cavs laying 4.5. And then Syracuse at SMU in Dallas at the Moody. Stags laying 12.5. San Jose State's at Colorado State in Fort Collins. Rams laying 15.5. Nevada in Reno at home laying 1.5 to New Mexico in a good one at 9 on CBS Sports Network. Boise's at Air Force. Boise laying 15.5. A good one at 9 on Fox Sports 1. Indiana. At Oregon in Eugene at the Knight Arena. The Ducks are laying 6.5 to the hurrying Hoosiers. 9 o'clock, Nebraska's at Ohio State and Columbus. Buckeyes laying 6.5. Wyoming's at Fresno at 10. Cowboys are laying 2.5 on the road. Arkansas is at Vandy. Vandy laying 6.5. 11 o'clock on ESPN. Arizona's at number 24. Arizona State at Arizona. The 24th ranked Wildcats at home at the McHale Center laying 17.5. They hate each other's guts. The last time they played, they almost brawled. 11 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. San Diego State, the Aztecs laying 3.5 at UNLV at the Thomas and Hack in San Antonio, Macadah. Beautiful land in Las Vegas, baby. All right, let's look at the hockey from last night because everybody loves hockey. Capitals 5-4 in a shootout over the Senators. They get it done. Wilson had a goal and an assist, and he fought Brady Tkachuk. Shake it. Ooh. Canadians 4-3 over the Sabres in overtime. Matheson with the winner in the extra session. Panthers 2-1 over the Lightning. Barkov scored both goals for the Panthers. Rangers 4-0 over the Islanders, the world's most famous. JT Miller with a goal and an assist. He's been on fire since coming to the Rangers. Sharks stunned the Leafs in Toronto in a shootout 3-2, and the Blackhawks upset the Kings 5-1 in Chicago, if you can even believe it. Let's look at tonight's slate in the NHL. Predators and Bruins at the Garden in Boston. Boston's minus -130. Sharks and Sabres and Shabanov to Buffalo. Sabres minus -230. Canes and Red Wings and Little Sleezers and Detroit Rock City. Detroit's getting -150. Carolhead is minus -175. Jackets and Lightning at the Amalie in Tampa. Tampa's minus -175. Flyers at home minus -140 against the Flames. Jets and Islanders at the horse track. Jets are still minus -170. Devils and Stars in Dallas. Dallas is minus -185. Penguins and Avs at 9 at the Ball Arena in Denver. Colorado's minus -275. Ducks and Oilers at Rogers Place in Farrell, Alberta. Edmonton's minus -320. And 10 o'clock, Wild and Kraken to the Climate Pledge in Seattle. Seattle's minus -120. There's all your hockey for tonight. So that's everything. You're good to go. I'm live 3 to 6 Eastern on Sports Grid TV with Pharrell Coast to Coast. Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. Of course, we're on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TV. Search Sports Grid. You'll find us. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on radio on Sirius XM channel 159. And on Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app. It's badass. Everybody's making money. We hit tons of plays. 4-1 again last night. The Elite Play hit. It's absolutely badass. The app's got all kinds of killer content and shows. All kinds of Jim Florentine comedy specials. You're going to love it. Make sure you watch Profit Plays for the picks every day. And Pharrell Unplugged and Pharrell and the Profit. Make sure you vote for the sexiest man alive, Pharrell against Lurch. I think I'm in the lead. You got to keep voting for me. Let's get that done, folks. All right. Everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellOnTheBench.com. I'll see you at 3 on C2C. Shake out, ooh, shake out, ooh, shake out, ooh.